The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
And this is the end of symphony. Of greatness, the epic soundtrack of success. I was born a champion. I was raised a champion. I got champion in my bloodline. I've always been a champion. I will always be a champion. And when I close my eyes and die, I will be a champion. On my headstone, they will write champion. Every time they mention my name, they will say champion. My legacy is champion. My obituary will read champion. Every time they mention my name, they will say champion. Because I am a champion. Every day that I get up, I say good morning, champion. When I look in the mirror, I see a champion. When I go to the gym, I work out like a champion. When I eat like a champion. And the stuff I read makes me an even better champion. The stuff I put in my mind is champion. Cause all day I am a champion. From sunrise to sundown. From the moment I open my eyes to the moment I close them. I am a champion. I pray, I think, I speak, I walk like a champion. No loss, no setback, no mistake. Whatever changed that. I'm a conqueror. Born to succeed, anointed to prosper, blessed and unstoppable, and I will arise out of the ashes because my God will not fail me because I am, always have been, and always will be a champion. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things because with God, all things are possible, and I am a champion doing the impossible. Failure is not an option. I refuse to concede because I'm a champion when I bleed. My blood is champion. And anything that stands in my way, I will go through it, over it, or around it because I am a champion. Nothing can stop me. Blessed and unstoppable. I am the undefeated, undisputed, never beaten champion of the world. The world says I'm a loser. I get up every day and go to war with that statement. They think I'm lazy. I'm hungrier than ever. Beast mode, I'm eating all competition. The devil says I've got no money. Money comes to me easily, frequently, and abundantly in God's perfect way. The world says I'm crazy. The world belongs to the bold. They remind me of the losses I've taken. They say I'll never recover. I serve the God of restoration. I will make a comeback. They say you can't pay your bills with dreams. Success will come off the assembly line of my mind. They say I only have average talent. Hard work and discipline are the great equalizer. Why don't you get a 9-to-5, a normal job that pays every week? Because I'm the head and not the tail. Above, not below. I was strategically designed for greatness. It looks like your God has forgotten you. My God will never leave me nor forsake me. You really believe all that stuff you're saying? Destiny is obligated by universal law to concede to the demands of unwavering faith, and I believe I'm a champion, committed, hungry, dedicated, fearless, bold, never unwavering, full of faith, anointed, prosperous, strong, righteous, focused, disciplined, willing to do whatever it takes to be a champion. I will arise one day to make a fool out of all those who doubted me. I will live with no fear. I will boldly attack the things that scare me. They will not stop me on my destiny. No health issues, no job issues, no financial issues, no relationship issues. Nothing shall stand in the way of my divine calling, because I am a champion. I was born a champion, raised a champion, have always been a champion, will always be a champion. My legacy is champion. When it's all said and done, on my headstone, they will write champion.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Success requires that you stare into the eyes of the things that make you feel uncomfortable. You have to learn how to master that fear. Every time that it arises on the inside of you, you've got to reach in there and pull it out and place it on your opponent, on the obstacle or the challenge that you're facing. Every time that fear knocks, you answer the door with faith. For the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. You either master that fear, or that fear is gonna master you. Because every time you give into that fear, a piece of your life dies. So I want you to make a decision right here and right now. Draw a line in the sand and say, I will not live this way. Fear cannot have me anymore. Nelson Mandela said, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Now I will say it again. To go to the next level, you must boldly and aggressively attack the things that scare you. You must learn to look at that fear in the eye and the things that make you feel uncomfortable and say, so what? You will not stand in the way of my greatness. Every time fear shows its face, you grab it by its neck and you choke the life out of it. Stop letting false evidence appearing real destroy your dreams. Fear is just faith in reverse. Arise, champion, and go out and live the life you were meant to live. The moment you start to hesitate, you gotta attack it. The moment that fear whispers in your ear, you gotta smash it. To go to the next level, you must stare into the eyes of the things that make you feel uncomfortable. Your future is too important
to be held hostage by fear. Get out of the stands, get out of that comfort zone, and move toward the edge. Walk all the way out there to the ledge and jump. God made you a conqueror. Now go out into the world and conquer. Champions master their fears. That's why we call them champions.
To be successful, you're gonna have to learn how to stare into the eyes of the things that scare you and make you feel uncomfortable and say, so what?
The richest man to ever live, King Solomon, said where there's no vision, the people perish. So for you to be successful, you gotta get clear about what you want in life. Because when you have a vision, life stops happening to you, and you start happening to life. You see, clarity is the starting point, the jump off for all personal transformation. Now I'm gonna give you four powerful questions to help get you started. Number one, how do you wanna feel in each area of your life? Number two, what does success mean to you? Define it. Number three, what outcomes will produce that experience? And number four, what goals will initiate those outcomes?
You can tell the level of faith a person has by the size of their dreams. True believers dream bigger and aim higher, for they know the size of the God they serve. And if you want to accomplish amazing things and experience all that life has to offer, you must set enormous, almost to the edge of insanity, goals for yourself. The age of being practical is over. Dreaming with boldness takes the limits off of God. It allows him to work the miracles that he is so willing to do. Don't set your goals in relation to your own abilities. Set your goals in accordance with the God you serve. And let me tell you this, all things are possible with God. So if you align with him, if you align with his principles, you are blessed and unstoppable. Now let's go to the word. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now notice that last statement. According to the power that worketh in us. That means everything you need to accomplish your dream is already inside you. Wake up! That's the secret. It's already in you. When you gain revelation to that power that's in you, there's not a wall, there's not an obstacle, there's not a mountain that can stand in your way, because all things are possible to him that believeth. And when you believe that kind of way and you serve that kind of God, you are blessed and unstoppable. You have been granted through grace the power and authority to accomplish your divine assignment. He has placed seeds of greatness inside of you, and with that anointing, all things are possible. God does not want his ambassadors walking around on earth sick, broke, and defeated. There's no glory for him in that. He made you to prosper in every area so that you can give a shining testimony to the world of his greatness. Every victory, blessing, and success you experience is designed in some way to put you in position to minister to the lost. He has empowered you to succeed so that you can have greater access to bigger and bigger platforms to pronounce his glory. You are a soldier in the mighty army of God, and no great general would send his soldiers out into battle empty-handed. He has fully equipped you to be victorious. Your weapons are faith, mind, and the spoken word. These are the three most powerful weapons in existence, and nothing can stand in the way of them. These are the same weapons Jesus performed all his miracles with, and you have complete access to them. John 14:12 says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." Now, if the word of God promises you something, then you can rest assured in full faith that you have it. The power's in you. Go now and change the world with it.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dale Carnegie said, "Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Arise, champion. Now perseverance transforms average, everyday people into world champions. So the key to victory, the key to success is never giving up. And in order for you to do that, arise, champion, you're going to need a strong why to prevail, a strong reason to keep going. You see, the more difficult your obstacles are to overcome, the more you must keep your reasons for succeeding in front of you." Vince Lombardi said, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but a lack of will. Success is not about how you look on the outside. Arise, champion. You might look like a Lamborghini, mean and clean everywhere you go. But see, I'm interested in what's under the hood, because that's what really matters. When life hits you with that brick and you get knocked down on that mat, and I'm talking to the Linda Rouseys of the world, the ones that have been knocked down once and twice, and everybody out there is calling you a failure, everybody out there saying it's over, what are you gonna do? Arise, champion. I don't even think they should be able to call you a champion until you've been beat. Because even losers keep going when they're winning. But when you get hit with that brick and you on that mat on your back, arise, champion. Then we separate the cream from the crop. Only when you're down 25 points on the biggest stage, like Tom Brady, and you come back, can we call you the greatest of all time?" Abraham Lincoln said, "I am not concerned that you have fallen. I am concerned that you arise. Champions make adjustments, not excuses. Get up! The ground, the mat, being on your back is no place for a champion. Get up! Arise, champion." Now you at that crossroads. The decision you make now will ultimately define your legacy. I'm speaking to the Tiger Woods of the world. Each loss, each setback, each heartbreaking disappointment will try to disguise itself as failure, but it's all a lie. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not give up. Many times on the road to success, you're gonna feel crushed, exhausted, and alone. See, life is not like Little League. Arise, champion. They don't give away participation trophies. There's the champions and everybody else. It's one or the other. How do you want to be remembered? Each time life knocks you down, arise, champion, you must bounce back with an even greater hunger to succeed. The ones that have the hardest time doing this are the ones that have weak whys. Now you can only go as far in life as your why will carry you. Champions have self-awareness. They know why they want what they want, and that why carries them to the promised land. The why is the birthplace of all champions. She is the mother to all legends and all the greats in every field.
The more deeply you are connected to the thing you're trying to accomplish, the more likely you are to achieve it. Natural talent and ability, that's all good, but it won't carry a quitter. So you gotta find a why that makes you invincible, that you can run through walls with. Get up! Nietzsche said, he who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. And I'm not ignoring what you're going through. Get up! And I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and tell you this gonna be easy, cause it's not. It's gonna be a struggle. You're gonna have to fight and claw and scrape your way up out of this thing. But you can do it if you wanna do it. Now, are you a pretender or are you a champion? You can't have a testimony without first having a test. The whole world is watching you right now. Get up! To see how you respond, show them what you made of. Never give up. Stay in your lane. Never leave success. You gotta own it. You see, for successful people, there is no tomorrow. It's just a long list of today's boldness. So you gotta seize the moment. You gotta conquer every opportunity that comes your way. Boldness, all in. So you gotta commit. Cause you can only go as far as your self-discipline will carry you. See, there's nothing wrong with having big dreams, big goals, big ambitions. But here's the deal. See, your work ethic, your discipline, your commitment must match what you're trying to accomplish. You see, a goal without discipline is just an illusion. You're fooling yourself. Now see, you have the ability, you got the talent, you got the gift inside of you, God put it there. But you gotta make a decision, do you want it? I mean, do you really want it? See, to go to the next level, you will have to boldly attack the things that scare you. No more doubt, no more fear, no more hesitation. Go be who God designed you to be, a champion. Set yourself on fire with passion. Exemplify greatness in everything you do. You see, everything that's happened to you up until now in your life was strategically designed to prepare you for this moment, to prepare you for your future. So stop running from your destiny. See, your breakthrough will happen when you pick up that hammer and you aim it for the glass. See, that's the only way it's gonna happen. It's not gonna come to you. You're gonna have to go to it. You gotta shatter all misconceptions, all barriers, all limitations. Refuse to be average. From this day forward, set out to do what the world says is impossible. And refuse to let the masses keep you in the cemetery, which is the comfort zone. See, life isn't being lived unless it's being lived out on the edge. Cause see, you were designed to grow, to stretch, to reach, to expand, not to be a slave to being comfortable. See, the number one reason people fail is broken focus. So you gotta remove anything in your life that is taking time away, taking energy away, or is distracting you from your destiny. So you must consolidate all your focus, all your energy, all your resources to the task needed to achieve your dreams. See, scattering yourself only makes you weaker. You can't do everything. You aren't designed to do everything. Success requires unifying your thoughts and actions behind a single, clearly defined purpose. Boldness, all in. Never leave success. You gotta own it. From the moment you open your eyes, you gotta set the tone for the day. And the first question you need to ask yourself is, what am I gonna do to get better today? You see, the great Lao Tzu said, mastering others is strength, but mastering yourself is true power. Now understand this. What you do consistently, you will eventually become. Therefore, your first objective on the road to success is to master and conquer yourself. One by one, you must overcome the daily temptations to stand in the way of your dreams.
Now I want you to understand, you have greatness in you. God put it there. But the only way you'll ever be able to access it is by going through the gates of self-discipline. You can't outsource self-discipline. Self-control, self-mastery. You gotta stop blaming everybody else for your own shortcomings. If you wanna make progress, you must address what I'm telling you right now. Now, discipline starts in the mind. It's rooted in your why and ultimately determines whether your dream lives or dies. Now, let's go to the word. He that haveth no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. You see, the less discipline you have, the more vulnerable you are. And what you don't master will eventually master you. Most people spend all their time and focus on the external aspects of success and never address the internal mechanics that actually produce it. Your grind, your work ethic, that's your plane ticket up out of here. That's your only way out of mediocrity. Greatness can only be purchased with the currency of hard work. Now let's go back to my last message. Stop leasing success and own it. And what I mean by that, see, on Monday, a lot of you out there, you're doing everything it takes. You're hitting it hard. You're going all in, 100, 120. On Tuesday, you're doing the same thing. You're going all in. You're doing whatever it takes. And then Wednesday comes, and your discipline breaks down. And you give it all back. All the gains you made on Monday and Tuesday, you give back on Wednesday. Now, Monday and Tuesday, you was driving a Bugatti. The only problem with that is it was a rental car. And on Wednesday, you returned that thing. So what I'm trying to get across to you is, success requires discipline. 24/7, 365. It means going 120 all out every day. No excuses. It's that simple. You got two choices you can make. Embrace discipline or accept defeat. Simple as that. Now, many of you walking around out there like you got all the time in the world. But here's the truth. You don't get a second chance at this. You don't get a second chance, I'm telling you. It's up to you. Success avoids the undisciplined like the plague. So it's time for you to arise, great warrior, and go be the person God made you to be. Now, all of you out there with just average talent, self-discipline is the great equalizer. Hard work, discipline, that's the membership fee that filters out the weak from the strong, the losers from the champions, the average nobodies from the legends. Which one you want to be?
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I am the messenger. God sent me to tell you that your best days are ahead of you. This is not the end. And no matter what you're facing, the trial or the tribulation, the circumstance or the situation, you will come out of this victorious. I am the messenger, bringing a message of hope to the one thinking of taking his own life with a needle in his arm, shooting dope
to all the homeless,
to the one the doctor just told you only got 6 months to live,
to those who've been raped,
to the woman who just got re-diagnosed with cancer for the third time,
to those that just went bankrupt,
to that one out there who just lost their whole family in a car wreck,
to those that just lost their baby,
and my brother who just got told he'll never walk again. I'm here to tell you all, God has not forgotten you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. This is not a coincidence that you are hearing this message. This message was spiritually and strategically designed for you. Now God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And see, you must go through what you're going through so that you can be shaped, refined, and molded so that you can qualify for your future. So you will be prepared to do your calling. So consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. I am the messenger. For what the enemy murdered, killed, and destroyed, your faith can resurrect. For I will restore the lost shears that the cankerworm ate. So don't let the devil lie to you. God has an amazing plan for you. And I'm the messenger. Son, here to bring hope to that mama whose son is out there on the streets, hooked on pills, who everybody else has given up on. For that mama who's at home, praying over her child in prison, don't you give up, because the word says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. So you stand on that, and you believe. Let God be your banner, Jehovah Nisi. He will not fail you. God still moves. And for that one who they say is on his deathbed, he sent out his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I'm the messenger sent here to deliver the hope. And the Lord who's mighty in all things says, I dare you to trust me with your dreams and hopes. I am the messenger. Stop telling God how big your problems are. And start telling your problems how big God is. And since we have hope, we are very bold. Because the word says, and in all things, whatsoever ye ask for in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So I've been sent to that woman who's about to give up on her marriage, and to that man who feels like he's gonna let his family down and on the verge of throwing in the towel, to giving up, to ending it all. I am the messenger. God still loves you, and this is not the end. And I was sent to the man in prison who doesn't see any reason for living. And I was sent to that young girl who's considering an abortion because she just doesn't understand how she will ever be able to take care of that child. I'm here to tell you, God is with you, and with God all things are possible. I am the messenger of hope. And for that one out there who thinks they've done the unforgivable, I'm here to tell you that God is the God of second chances. And His grace will set you free. I am the messenger. The messenger of hope. Billy Alls Brooks. Blessed and unstoppable. Blessed and unstoppable. Success starts with putting the right things into your mind. And my new book, Blessed and Unstoppable, was strategically designed to align your mind with the laws of success. This curriculum will teach you the inner mechanics required to go from average to phenomenal. From living a life with limits to being blessed and unstoppable. As you follow this guide step by step, amazing breakthroughs will happen. New doors of opportunity will open and favor will begin to chase you down. Blessed and Unstoppable is a 31-day devotional on the laws of success. This book will instigate the thought process and actions required to transform your life. Each day has a Bible verse, a teaching on that day's principle, a positive affirmation, a prayer for the day, self-assessment questions, success quotes, action steps, and a powerful inspirational message. Regardless of what field you're in, Blessed and Unstoppable is your blueprint for success. Get your copy at blessedandunstoppable.com. Also available on Amazon.